For decades, Oklahoma's Medicaid program didn't include basic dental coverage. Now that's changing. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports a shift in attitudes at the state capitol will mean better oral and overall health for thousands more Oklahomans.
You're doing okay? Okay. If you need a break, just raise your hand right over here.
I've been there. Just the sounds in a dentist's office are enough to trigger anxiety. But this patient hasn't been there in a long time. Today, he's taking advantage of this mobile dental clinic, which is parked in an empty lot in Oklahoma City, and it's free of charge.
I'll stop before I drown you.
Oh, yes.
You have a lot of water.
For so many Oklahomans, these mobile smiles trucks are their best option to get dental care. Muskogee dentist Dr. David Jones is manning the trailer today.
Most of these people haven't seen a dentist in years and years, and I mean sometimes 20 years, 30 years. You're going to see everything. You're going to see all kinds of pathology. Of course, the lady I saw this morning, all the teeth are broken off the gum line, every one of them.
More than 50% of Oklahomans don't have access to dental insurance.
That's John Wilgus, the executive director of the Oklahoma Dental Foundation, a nonprofit that works to provide dental services to uninsured people across the state, especially in rural areas. The organization puts on a massive dental event called Mission of Mercy annually and runs the mobile dental unit. Wilgus, the dental hygienists and dentists who work in the clinic and on the mobile unit have seen firsthand how dire the need for dental care is in Oklahoma. They've seen it all, broken teeth, painful abscesses, and worse.
We'll go down there with our mobile program, and we will hear from, usually it's ladies, almost 100% it's ladies, and they're older, and they will say, boy, I wish I'd known you were coming. I took a bottle of whiskey and some pliers and pulled out this tooth and that tooth. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
Up until this year, that 50% figure of people without access to dental care included adults on Medicaid. Sooner Care covered extractions, but the legislature hadn't funded the preventative services, like cleanings, fillings, and dentures, in decades. That changed this year. The legislature decided to take up the federal government's longstanding offer to cover such services. Karen Luce, the director of dental services at the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, says it's been a long time coming.
Every year, we put out a budget and let them know the cost. It's really determined by the legislature whether or not they'll fund the budget for it. So I can't say that we've done anything different. I think it just has a lot to do with political climate. People are starting to realize the benefit of dental benefits and how much it impacts everything from livelihood, your overall health. It impacts everything that a person does.
The political shift is obvious, especially after Medicaid expansion. Under former Governor Mary Fallon, Oklahoma spent a decade refusing Medicaid expansion. During tough budget years in 2017 and 2018, cuts to Medicaid funding were rampant. Then, in 2020, voters placed the expansion mandate in the Constitution. When Governor Kevin Stitt kicked off the legislative session in February, he said it's time for the state to use that program to work on improving health outcomes. Historically, getting dental benefits into the legislative spotlight has been tough. Politicians just don't seem to realize the importance dental health has on broader health outcomes. Here's Wilgus.
They think typically that the monies are all going to go to help give people teeth whitening because that's their experience. That's where they spend their time going to the dentist.
Adding preventative dental benefits to adult Medicaid isn't a panacea. Many providers don't accept Medicaid. And many low-income workers whose employers do not offer dental coverage still earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid. But supporters do say this is a step in the right direction. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.